It's a little chillier, though, this...
Always have the option to go inside, I guess.
Hey, I wanted to ask you how T.J. McDonald is progressing, and does it look like he'll be on schedule to come back in that 6+2 period?
Yeah, he's progressing nicely. He's, he's actually on land running right now, so that's a huge step for him. We won't have any problems with the timing of that.
When you look at the team you're playing this week and the amount of close games, the amount of late games they seem to win, they have that knack for closing, and you kind of look at where you're at, absent Sam, how do you compare or contrast perhaps where y'all stand from an offensive standpoint about closing late as opposed to a team that has somebody like a Luck right now?
Well, I mean, you know, we've had opportunities the last 2 weeks and got close and didn't get it done, but you know, we're going to, you know, we respect what he's done. He's really an outstanding quarterback and has a good feel for just making things happen at the end. So, you know, obviously we'll pay a little bit more attention to the type of things that they're doing and the things that they're having success with. But, you know, our philosophy is we're going to do whatever it takes to win the football game, whether that's go out and win a two-minute drive or put one together ourselves.
Coach, I want to ask you about their running game with Brown and Richardson, just what you see there, a little bit different style of backs.
They're different styles. You know, Trent's a heavy, hard hit, and, you know, he's pounded out kind of back that, you know, they try to wear you down a little bit with him. And then Donald's more of a, you know, an outside runner. But, you know, the thing that makes Donald so dangerous is he's really quick through the hole. And, you know, they spread you out and, you know, put 3-4 wide receivers in the game and then do things like that. So, but they're both really good backs.
And obviously a lot of tension on T.Y. Hilton, but Kobe Fleener, it looks like he can be a pretty
good player. Fleener's a good player, too. You got receivers, you got good tight ends, and you got good backs. And the offensive line's improved, and you know, you're an outstanding quarterback.
The fact that Bailey's going to play a little more, or maybe a lot more, I mean, we don't know. But does it show you, is that a signal you're still looking for answers at that wide receiver?
No. We drafted Stead to be part of this team and contribute. And so now he's going to get a chance to contribute more. Not unusual to play 4 or 5 receivers in the ball game for us.
Been done.
Not at the same time, but I mean, rotate the guys.
Jeff, I know a lot of emphasis was put on what happened to your run defense in the second half last week, but from an offensive standpoint, you score 21. I guess you could make a case maybe you leave 10 points on the field there. How did you feel about what y'all were able to produce offensively last week?
Well, I mean, I'll even go back to the last drive against Seattle. I mean, you know, with 96 yards, and you know, so we're driving the football because we're running the football, and Kel's getting us in a position where we're converting third down. So, you know, I'm disappointed from the standpoint of that we did. We took points off the board or had opportunities there, but we still put 21 on a pretty good defense, but it wasn't enough. You know, wasn't enough.
Do you think where you're going this week? I mean, I know the standard changes week to week, but last year it seemed to be 21 points was a good figure to give yourself a chance. This year, maybe the number is a little bit higher.
I think it's probably a little bit higher, and that's not disrespecting our defense. It's just it's this particular week. It's what Andrew's capable of doing.